Communications Radio Network. Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oathkeepers, is traveling around the country giving speeches and organizing folks, and he brought quite a train of other patriots with him. Brandon Smith of Holt-Market.com, dealing with alternative market systems to get around the globalist one-world cashless society control grid that I was just talking about, that in their own words is to be run by a private banking consortium to, quote, end our industrial world. They want a post-industrial world. So it's the banking cartel waging war against the real economy. And then popping in the last segment of this hour, Michael Bolden, the 10th Amendment Center, who I believe I've interviewed him or one of his associates in the past. But they're doing great work going around the country, talking to folks and organizing people around the 10th Amendment. And I've actually seen the mainstream media demonizing the states' rights movement, saying that they're secessionists and they want war, saying that if the states claim they have any powers, any sovereignty under the 9th and 10th Amendment, that it's some act of treason. And I've heard this worship now for several years of Abraham Lincoln and newscast everywhere saying there may be a new civil war. The states don't want to go along with the new world order. I saw a bizarre clip from Fox last week where they had a guest on saying we've got to have the TSA stick their hands down kids' pants. It's part of a new world order. In fact, don't let me forget, guys, to get that clip. Aaron Dykes posted it on Friday at Infowars.com. I want to play that video clip tomorrow. Fox News guest says TSA doing what it has to in New World Order was the headline. I mean, they've gotten to the point now where they're not denying what they're doing anymore. They're just throwing it in your face and saying resistance is futile. This is the way it is, and it's a psychological warfare tactic. So for two segments by himself, Stuart Rhodes, in the next two segments, then with him, Brandon Smith for one segment, then Michael Bolden in there for the last segment. And then after we're done, I've done one video in the new studio. Still not 100% done, but it's almost there. I've done one other interview with a toxicologist on fluoride, Conant. And this will be my first roundtable discussion with folks that we'll post coming up in about 3 or 4 days or so, the interview with you today, at PrisonPlanet.tv. So you'll hear the live, in-studio, radio/PrisonPlanet.tv interviews with the next three guests we've got. And then we're going to go into the new studio around the roundtable, one format of interviews we're going to be having. We also have a new set we've built, so a lot of new TV shows and programs we're going to be launching here in the near future. But more and more, I do have to just cool my heels a little bit and just sit down and try to relax and overall cool my jets, because when I openly see them come out and announce with a select group of corporations that they're going to force everyone to have a government-issued Internet ID to even be able to surf the Internet, and then I see the White House lie about the full intent of it, it's just such incredible deception that we're dealing with as a society, and they are just trying to break our will to accept all of this garbage. But clearly tomorrow from 11 to 2 p.m. Central on the main weekday show, I'm going to be spending a lot of time on Ron Paul, on Donald Trump. I've written a lot of notes here that I wanted to get to today, but I didn't get to in the last hour, dealing with how I see the election cycle shaking out this year and what I think our strategy should be regardless of that. But I will say this in the next 50 seconds. Ron Paul running, and he is going to run. You know he's going to announce in the next week or two. Ron Paul running will be a win because he'll be able to inject real issues into the rest of those globalist front people like Mitt Romney and Donald Trump. And so that's going to be a big win. And then that will position the Paul name, when everybody sees everything he was going to talk about in these debates come true in the next 4 years, that will position Rand Paul for the run in 2016. Or anybody else that's basically following the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But that name, do you think Paul's got more power now because of the last run 4 years ago? Get ready. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar
power. Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got this hour jam-packed with guests today. We got Stuart Rhodes, founder and director of Oath Keepers, serves as U.S. Army paratrooper. Stuart graduated from Yale Law School in 2004, also worked in the Ron Paul campaign and in the Ron Paul's congressional office in D.C. Oathkeepers.org is his website. And we've also got in train Brandon Smith with him, and also Michael Bolden, the 10th Amendment Center, dealing with the state standing up to the federal government. The federal government itself sold out to the internationalist. Stuart, I want to get into the 10 orders you guys won't follow, how vital it is to reach out to military and police so they understand the authoritarian direction that's being engineered publicly here in the U.S. But before we go there, you've been listening the last hour off and on. As I went over the open announcement of the internet kill switch in place, even if Congress doesn't pass it, just like they're trying to shut down coal power plants, even if Congress won't pass it through the executive. Now an internet ID with private corporations administering it, but it being issued by the government, by Homeland Security, and they admit the IRS will track everything you do for your safety. I mean, this is total surveillance, Fourth Amendment violation. But if any of the states stand up and complain, they're not supposed to do that, because according to the people who think the federal government's absolute power, the states have no rights. In fact, they shouldn't even exist. In fact, they don't exist.
That's right. They're trying to do the same thing to our states as was done in Nazi Germany, as was done in Russia, which is turn the states into powerless functionaries of the national government. And that's what they've done. They've taken all the power from the states, all the power from the people, and gathered it to Washington, D.C. So we have to sidestep that program and get back to our Constitution and revitalize our communities. And we need to have alternate communication systems, both in the form of ham radio, perhaps in the form of couriers. All of these things must be set up ahead of time, so when they pull the plug, it doesn't matter to us. We've got something else to go to.
Please continue.
And that's where we've launched Operation Sleeping Giant to wake up the veterans. That's our new website, www.operationsleepinggiant.org, and focus on the veterans, because we believe that with the leadership of the veterans in communities and getting all the VFW halls, DAV, American Legion, et cetera, on board, they can then start to set up the communication networks. They have the training. They understand what it's like, prepare for worst-case scenarios. I don't got to convince them that bad things can happen. They know. They've been trained to deal with it, and they can be leaders in their communities to revitalize the republic from the bottom up. And we're working in close tandem with 10th Amendment Center and the Nullify Now Tour, because that is the constitutional remedy. It's not military coup. It's not just submitting. The constitutional remedy that Jefferson and Madison gave us was to go to the legislatures and say, we are going to stand up and interpose ourselves between an abusive federal government and our people. We're going
to. And this hoax is run that we're going to need to have a new Abraham Lincoln invade the other states that don't go along with federal domination if the states do anything. I mean, I've seen MSNBC say the states are not allowed to even complain. The states have no power. They do not exist. The federal government is allowed to do whatever they want. There is no Bill of Rights. There is no Constitution. Explain to people what the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights really does state, and why we need to get control of our states now.
Well, the Constitution is simply the founders' chosen method of protecting our natural rights. As the Declaration of Independence said itself, all rights come from God. That's where our rights come from. Government comes next, created by us to protect our rights. Whenever any form of government becomes abusive of those ends, it is our right and our duty to throw it off. And the mechanism that was put in place in our Constitution for doing that is the Tenth Amendment. As the Bill of Rights itself makes very clear, to prevent misconstruction, they put in those additional articles. The preamble to the Bill of Rights itself makes very clear what it's for.
And you're a constitutional lawyer yourself. You graduated with high honors from Yale, but anybody can read the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. I mean, all powers not expressly delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states or the people. And the Ninth goes on and expands and says, look, you know, not just the rights that are enumerated here. There's a lot more than just this.
And it says, it shall not be construed. That's a guide to interpretation. You shall not construe the Constitution to mean that only the rights listed here belong to the people, and yet the courts have done just that. And so that's why we can't go begging to the federal courts for permission to exercise our rights or please recognize our rights. I mean, there's no listing in the Bill of Rights of a right to have children or the right to raise your children or the right to marry. But you still have the right to do that. So our rights don't come from the government. It's a bill of shall nots.
And by the way, they've already gotten rid of property rights. Folks, when you pay these property taxes, you don't really own your land. When you pay an income tax, we didn't have that till 1913. It wasn't popularized till the 50s. That's paid directly to the private Federal Reserve. The truth is our federal government got taken over a long time ago by private corporate interests that are not free market. They've confused the issues. And now I've learned that not just in Chicago, but all over the country, they're under federal orders. They're telling, and you notice he's getting his new education in from Chicago, Obama is, parents, you're not, they actually say this in the paper, you're not trusted to pack your child's lunch. You must buy it from Boss Hog. You must buy it from the company store. And so because it's not in the Bill of Rights that you're allowed to pack your child's lunch, they're saying you don't have that right. That's what's so dangerous about tyranny. We're going to stick our hands down your pants. We're going to put you in radiation bakers. We're going to track everything you buy, sell, and do with no warrants. We're not going to let you pack your child lunch. I mean, the tyranny is just galloping. The dam has broken, Stuart. And now we have the remedy of the Tenth Amendment, the people's legislatures, until the same year they gave us the IRS, the same year they gave us the private Federal Reserve. They took our U.S. senators away. For folks that don't know, for the first 170, 100, whatever it was, years of this country, the people elected their legislatures, and the senators were U.S. senators were a creature of the state, voted on by the legislature, and the states had so much power they could recall them. And not even Lincoln, burning down half the country, could get those senators away from the states. Well, they got rid of them in 1913 with the 17th Amendment. And so now imagine the senators were creatures of the states, and they got Mr. Maddow and the rest of them up there on TV, I mean Rachel Maddow, whatever its name is, telling us there is no state. There is no right, period.
That's right. And the answer is, with your children, pull them out of public school. And the answer is, when it comes to the rights of your states, don't recognize and don't buy into their rhetoric. This is a revitalization of the Confederacy. This is racism. Long before that, from Jefferson's time on, the state stood up and nullified against the Fugitive Slave Act, for example. Northern juries refused to convict those who were sheltering slaves on the Underground Railroad.
Well, what would we do if we got a dictator and the states would line up and say, no, that's what it's for? And all I'm saying is they're trying to sell it again as if it is a second American Civil War, and that if a state has any Tenth Amendment rights, that it somehow is calling for secession.
That's right. That's why the military is so key. If we can show the military the original design of the Constitution and get them to see how illegitimate that would be, then they'll stand down and won't do it. And the other side of it is for us to stand up. We want them to stand down and for the states to stand up. And if both sides of the coin do that, the globalist elite are powerless.
But, I mean, shouldn't the government, Stuart Rhodes, not trust parents to pack their children's lunch. I mean, period. No lunches allowed. I mean, in our day, we could walk home from school and eat lunch. That's Al-Qaeda. Packing your son or daughter a lunch is Al-Qaeda. Just admit that you're a freak from the past, and so am I, and that it's bizarre to not want to have TSA fondle your wife.
Well, they want to infantilize us all. They want to treat us all like children. Only thing you're allowed to do, the only thing that's legitimate, is to vote. And once you vote, then everything else that the founders wanted us to do is now considered verboten, forbidden and illegitimate.
And you vote for a basket of people like Donald Trump. Well, they're really putting him in there now to pose as the fake populist, kind of like Obama did for the Democrats. This is a guy in the penny stocks. This is a guy hooked in with Schumer. This is a globalist. This is a guy who's declared bankruptcy, had all these wives, on and on and on. He's a guy who loves to take old ladies' property.
That's right. When I worked for the Institute for Justice as an intern one summer in law school, there was a case going through where Donald Trump tried to use eminent domain to seize an old lady's house. She wouldn't sell it to him, so he wanted to take it through the force of government to put a parking garage in for his limos. And thankfully, she had good lawyers, good volunteer lawyers, who kicked his butt.
Well, that's when he says, let's take the oil from Iraq. Folks, we're not getting the oil. The oil company's already got that oil. We'll be right back.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicted.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, 'cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers. Briefly, again, for those that just joined us, break down what Oath Keepers is and why it's needed. And from a constitutional law perspective, working in Congress as well for Ron Paul, for those that don't know history, for those that don't have a Yale law degree, they're just like sitting ducks for this. We have scientifically focused, crafted, premeditated usurpation, takeover of our liberties. We are being usurped. We are being trampled. What made America so great is burning to the ground right now. And those of us rushing in with the remedy that the founders gave us, that history gave us, we're being renounced as the enemy because we're the people that have the crosses and the spikes and the garlic and the holy water and the sunshine and the vampire parasites. They don't like it.
That's right. And they want our military and police to be their willing tools of oppression. But if we can wake them up to the truth, one drop of truth is an antidote to an entire bucket full of nonsense and lies. And so if we can tell them the truth, they have the honor and the courage already, we get them to stand down, just as the Eastern military did in 1989. You had mass protest, and the Communist Party finally gave the order to suppress the mass protest, and the military stood down and refused.
But that was wrong. Government's always good. You never stand up against government. That's un-American. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right, and you should always obey your commander-in-chief, we're being told right now. But we should follow the example of the East Germans.
No. We should follow. The commander said the UN ordered him to launch that war. Doesn't matter if I've had Ron Paul and others on to break down that it was illegal and was treasonous. We follow the UN's orders now.
That's what they're trying to tell us.
The president is God. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's what they're conditioning the military to believe also. I mean, he should be impeached for what he just did. He went to the UN and acted as though he's the president of the world and the United Nations is Congress. Totally ignore the fact we have a national Congress. And that's the trend. Get away from state power, then get away from our national sovereignty also, and go to international organizations. But if the military and police are educated about the constitutional design that we're supposed to be using, they can and will stand down when a certain tipping point is reached.
All right, I want you to go over that. I'm going to give you the floor for the next 8 minutes till the segment's over, but that's key what you just explained. First, they take it from the counties and the states. Then they take it to the federal government. Then they take it away from the Congress that are the guys that pass the laws, issue the money. In fact, reading the Founding Fathers, co-equal was a minority view of the House and the Senate being in the legislative, and you have the judicial, the courts, and the executive, the president. The majority, and I've read these rulings and statements on air, was the Congress, because it was the greatest grouping of the people's representatives and had the greatest separation of powers. It had the most power, but now it's being rendered ceremonial. So take it from the state to the federal, take it from the Congress, give it to the president, who then says, I did this to empower the UN. You know, they said that 2 weeks ago, that he did this for the credibility of the UN. So it's already happened. And now, if you don't bow down to the UN, you're a traitor.
That's right. And the most important separation of power is between the sovereign states and the national government. They're both dual sovereignty, part of a dual sovereignty system. And the great majority of the power, as the 10th Amendment makes clear, anything not granted to the national government is reserved to the states or the people. And so they've torn that down, and they brought all power to Washington, D.C., and claim a power to make any rules about anything whatsoever. And then, as you said a minute ago, they take power from Congress, and then gravitate it toward the executive branch. Now, he makes rules. You know, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. You know, they've done by Bush as well, make executive orders, circumventing Congress. And Congress, as you said a minute ago, has, you look at Article 1, Section 8, it is Congress that has the power to coin money. Congress has the power to make rules for governing the military and capture.
To declare war. It's not the president.
That's right, and declare war. And to call for
they
war.
Order him as the commander-in-chief, the head general, to go do their orders.
That's right. They decide what to do. They make a decision to go to war.
Can't the military get that chain of command? I mean, it's clear. The president is not the dictator. The Congress tells him what to do. Our founders would never give a dictator that power.
Well, Congress abdicated its responsibility. From the War Powers Act on, through the authorization of military force for Bush, they have abdicated and given to the president the authority to make war and make those decisions on his own. So it's partly Congress's fault. But the presidents love it. They say, sure, give me all the power. I'll decide. But now, as we said a minute ago, then what happens is they step outside of our Constitution completely. It's not just within the battle between the different parts of our government. It's now we're going to go to the world government. And we're going to have them decide whether we go and fight and die on foreign soil. So now it's the Congress of the world, as the national security apparatus of the UN. They decide when Americans fight and die.
Your message to the military and police, they've got a choice to make right now. I mean, we're deep into tyranny already. They're openly calling for internet kill switches, shutting down alternative media. I mean, stuff that we never would have believed would happen is now happening. What's your message to the military and police?
My message to them is do at least as well as the military of East Germany did when they stood down and refused to fire on their own people. Do at least as well as the military of Romania in 1989 when they also refused the dictator's orders to shoot their own people. And 10 days after the uprising began, the dictator was dead. And do at least as good as the military of Tunisia, which just recently also refused orders to fire on their own people. Our men and women in uniform should be able to do as well as the troops of a dictator in a third world North African dictatorship. I believe they can. Some folks are so cynical, they think that they will just do anything they're told. The power elites want you to think that. And they want you to think they all belong to them. Don't forsake them. Wake them up. Get them on our side. And they'll do what's right, too.
Well, I mean, the bigger issue here is the globalist are the ones that have destroyed our economy. You were saying during a break, Alex, the key is this economic implosion, and you're right.
Sure, they're setting us up like dominoes. They've gutted our power in our states. They made us weak as a people. Like I said last time I was on your show, it used to be we had 3 years of grain reserves in this nation during the Cold War. Now we only have enough for half a loaf of bread for each one of us. It's absurd. So they've intentionally weakened the people and put us up and set us up to be desperate and destitute and starving when the economy
collapses. And by the way, they write white papers on that. That's not, none of this is our opinion. I mean, they want us domesticated.
Sure, and they already tell
us. Is a sharecropper allowed to have any food? No, a sharecropper's got to buy his food from the company store.
And no weapons. You can't organize by yourself. Don't you dare have a posse for your sheriff to back him up. Don't you dare have a state militia. Don't have a county militia. You can't do anything. Like you said earlier, you can't even pack your own kids' lunch. They're treating us like children, and the only safe thing they want us to do is go vote for fake puppet one or fake puppet two, which they both control.
Now, the good news is you are seeing a lot of military and police waking up. When we got those secret documents and others have been released, that the number one target of the government secretly is veterans. And that's not some veteran who's whacked out of his mind. It's conservatives and libertarians. That Homeland Security was built for the gun-owning, land-owning American.
And most veterans are traditional Americans. They believe in our heritage. They believe in the principles of the Declaration of Independence, and they believe in the Constitution.
And they may have been conned a little bit to get into neoconism, but they were only used. The globalists hate you, just like Hitler shut down the SA after he came to power.
That's right. They'll use you and throw you away. And that's why when I reach out to veterans now, they are open and listening because they are being deprogrammed after years under the Bush administration of being brainwashed to go along with the neocon agenda. But now they're waking up. They're seeing, like they're upset about Libya. They understand what's wrong with that and are seeing that Obama is taking, he's simply taking what Bush created and taking it to the next step, claiming the authority to assassinate Americans anywhere found in the world on his secret list.
And they admit Al-Qaeda is the core of the rebels. I mean, what do you make of that, the fact that they're telling us Al-Qaeda are now the good guys in Libya?
I hadn't heard much about that.
Pull up Wall Street Journal, yeah. Did you hear about Anwar al-Awlaki, the number two in al-Qaeda, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon, Stuart?
I did hear about that.
Yeah, I want to get your take on that when we come back after the news. And we've got one of your compadres in the studio with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should...
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available. With a 25-year shelf life, a full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
CNBC on Friday had the headline, "Republicans will be to blame if U.S. defaults," Geithner. That's the Treasury Secretary. I had Lou Dobbs on for more than a half hour, and he agreed with me that that was financial terrorism. It is the out-of-control spending. It is the tens of trillions in foreign banker bailouts that is the main reason the dollar is already basically defaulting, the Federal Reserve's having to monetize 70% of it. And China is dumping more and more dollars now. So that is a default. Oh, they're going to pay off the international debts, but with devalued money. And that is a inflation tax on us all. And that leads us to this next segment. I'm going to be doing an extended video interview with both of you guys after this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But Brandon Smith with alt-market.com, to segue into this briefly, we had Bernard von Nuthaus, 13 years, for decades before that, ran the Hawaiian Royal Mint. Your constitutional lawyer, even the Wall Street Journal, Associated Press said he shouldn't have been convicted. The jury's ignorance. Last night, I took my kids to a movie. Guy was paying with a $2 bill. Called the manager up, freaked out, almost called cops. People are routinely arrested for $2 bills. But I actually saw this with a guy in front of me last night. And it took him like 5 minutes. I mean, and they said, "Go, please go to another line." And I was like, well, there's no reason to. I want to see this happen. But he went to jail, basically, or was about to go to jail for a $2 bill. But he didn't even have a $2 bill that was the government currency. He had his own silver. So segue with that, and then let's break down what's happening with the financials.
What they're trying to do is criminalize something the Constitution never said people can't do, which is simply to have real gold and silver in your pocket and use that. So trying to manipulate what vague statutes in our law that have been sitting there for decades, but now they're trying to turn them into a weapon against someone like von Nuthaus, who simply had sound money that he was selling and using and encouraging others to use. And so what they've done, like the U.S. Attorney Ann Tompkins said after his conviction, attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. While these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country. And they're telling us what they're going to do. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government.
And we now have 9 states, South Carolina, Montana, others, moving to issue their own currencies. For hundreds of years, there have been cities, counties that issue their own scripts. This is as legal as taking a walk in the park. And they're using the public's abject ignorance and these handpicked federal juries that are kept basically like criminal informants is what they are. They're just hired liars who would send a ham sandwich to the gas chamber.
That's right. And I lived in Las Vegas. I grew up there. And you saw all kinds of casinos using coins that said U.S., you know, $5, $10. So they use all the same terminology that he was convicted for using. They've been doing that for decades. So what's the difference? Well, he was a legitimate, serious threat to the fiat system. So they don't want anybody to unplug from the matrix to use anything other than their manufactured fiat system. If you use that, they're going to come after.
He had $7 million on hand when they came and seized it in gold and silver. Now, expanding into ways to counter this, we can't let this intimidation work, or next they'll tell parents they can't pack their kids' school lunches. Oh, I'm sorry, they're already doing that. Or next they'll have untrained goons sticking their hands down kids' pants. Oops, they're already doing it. Next they'll be putting sodium fluoride in the water. Oops, they're already doing it. Brandon Smith, tell us about your idea that's really taking the country by storm, and you guys are traveling around the country getting this information out.
Well, what we're looking at is an extreme form of centralization. And the purpose of centralization is to remove options to the public until there's only one option left.
That's freedom, though. Like in Star Trek, the Borg are bringing freedom.
Right. Resistance is futile. Yeah.
That's loving, yeah.
And that's essentially what globalization is. It's centralization, removing options until there's only one left.
No more firewalls. Nowhere left to run. Just nothing but total control freaks running things that openly say they want to exterminate.
Exactly. And I think the Nuthaus decision, the Liberty Dollar decision, was very important. Not necessarily the trial itself, but the post-trial statement from Ann Tompkins, who, you know, compared it to domestic terrorism. I think the reason that's important is because they tipped their hand. They showed what they fear. what they really fear, which is decentralization and localization and common.
Because if they're going to devalue a currency, which they're now doing, and the Chinese and others don't want it, the Europeans are running away, well, at least they've got us here, and they're saying, look, you're not going to have anything else.
Exactly.
And let's not forget, in my grandparents' day, they ordered them to turn their gold and silver in.
Yes.
And most of them did. My great-grandfather up in Dallas owned a car dealership. You know, he didn't give in to what they said. And I already kept a little bit back, but will Americans line up this time and even turn in their wedding rings if the government orders them to?
We're hoping not. We're hoping that we can influence the public to start taking up personal barter.
But, sir, isn't patriotism doing whatever government says?
That's what they say.
Wow, you're almost as bad as George Washington.
I must be a terrorist like Nonhas for, yeah.
All right, well, tell us about your evil idea of people engaging in commerce outside of the private Federal Reserve notes that are counterfeit, that masquerade as U.S. currency.
Right, well, my extremist idea is to promote barter and trade networks across the country.
Very evil.
That's just the beginning. Eventually, what we want to do is set up conventions across the country that teach people how to set up barter networks, but also bring in experts in particular trades.
Like Osama bin Laden?
Somebody like that, yeah. With what is his trade?
CIA officer. But I mean, going back to that, I mean, being serious, I'm just illustrating absurdity by being absurd here.
No problem.
I mean, looking at this here, I mean, they are saying he's a unique type of terrorist.
No, absolutely. I think that reveals our great fear, which is that people will decentralize, localize, and start taking their commerce, their local commerce, into their own hands and operating it themselves instead of relying on corporate chains.
Well, we're already seeing these co-ops around the country where okay, the government says, I can't have fresh milk from a local dairy, so you buy your own cow that's in a stall there. We're doing that.
Right.
Very Al-Qaeda. And then they're trying to harass and shut those down, even though it's not illegal. I mean, they're not freaked out about Mexican drug cartels, banks laundering hundreds of billions of money. They're not worried about corruption. No, they're worried about people who actually want to learn how to wipe their own nose.
Well, they're trying to shut the Amish down, and I'm from Pennsylvania. And, you know.
Whoa, you're not backing them up, are you?
Thank God
they're trying to shut them down.
I
read about the SWAT teamings of them. Those are dangerous people.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're selling.
They have beards, Al Qaeda.
They're selling milk.
Dutch Al Qaeda.
Yes. Writing. Very, very.
Whoa, I'm in a room with some radicals.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude. I'm radical, but not this radical. You're actually siding with Amish, not being SWAT team, for having their kids CPS?
Absolutely.
And they're off the grid, too.
Okay, sir, tell us about your evil organization, alt-market.com.
Right. Well, what we've done so far is we've launched a website that people can use as a networking hub for their barter networks. They can jump on. They can set up a profile page for their group. They can meet other people who want to barter in their area.
Keep talking. I'm keeping you here.
Okay. From there,
yeah, Homeland Security. I've got him right here. Hold on, wait a minute. He says he knows Amish. He knows them. Yeah, he believes you should be able to have your own silver. Mm-hmm. Keep talking. Just stay there, buddy.
All right.
You're gonna learn. That's not funny. Keep laughing. All right, good. I'll keep him here. Make sure that you roll in hot with the SWAT team. He's dangerous.
Okay. Is that see something, say something that you? Is that Janet Napolitano?
You actually write for SWAT magazine, don't you? That's good.
I used to.
You're starting to wake those guys. Oh, they didn't like it when you said you're for freedom.
No. They're patriots. I got too busy with the Oath Keepers to keep writing for them.
But sir, I apologize. We're gonna do an extended interview with you because it's a surprise having you here today. Duke called me a few days ago and said, "Hey, Stuart's coming through town." I said, "Bring him," and then he brought all you great guys who I'm familiar with. We're gonna do a video interview with you that'll be out in the next week or so. That's gonna be awesome for PrisonPlanet.tv. It'll be seen by hundreds of thousands, if not millions. Brandon Smith, you heard him, he knows Amish, he's evil, and alt-market.com. Find out more about something so un-American, so wicked, so horrible, the Founding Fathers loved it. We'll be right back.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicted. America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life.
the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we've got some really hardcore extremists in here with us in the final segment. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time for the big three-hour weekday show. But I apologize for having such extremists in studio. And I think all of you should prove that you love the government by taking every vaccine they come out with, eating all the GMO food, drinking all the fluoride, and believing whatever the mainstream media tells you. Now, going back to you gentlemen, we have Michael Bolden in here with us with the 10th Amendment Center, 10thAmendmentCenter.com. But you were finishing up, Stuart, with the key to the Brandon Smith model of alt.market.com with this decentralization.
Yes, don't do like Knothouse did, but Knothouse. Don't have a big pile of silver in one place. Don't try to be a central organization that runs everything. Instead, be like a swarm of bees. A hunter in the woods can't kill a swarm of bees, no matter how powerful his rifle.
You could have 1,000 different groups taking silver and making it into coins and just stamping a symbol of liberty on it.
Or just use simple junk silver from 1964 or earlier. Just do it as individuals, as families, as neighborhoods, as communities. Do it yourselves.
And big things start small. Take how you couldn't get organic food 10 years ago. Now it's supplanting in mainline stores the GMO garbage because people are being given that choice. That's what they're scared of. That's why they're calling it terrorism, because they're killing the dollar, so they don't want you to go away from their dollar.
They're killing the dollar, and they want to replace it with a world currency that you'll have no choice but to accept. That's why you must resist at every level. As individuals, you must realize that you can't let them chill your behavior or chill your speech. And as states, Utah just passed the sound money legislation into law.
They're more extreme than the Amish. Let's go to Michael Bolden. Michael, tell us about your evil activity.
Well, the answer, as you know, to 1984 is 1798. There's this evil extremist terrorist. His name is Thomas Jefferson, Alex. And he told
the father of Al-Qaeda.
He told us in 1798 that the several states composing the United States of America are not united on a principle of unlimited submission to their general government. And any time that the general government violates the Constitution, the rules given to it by we the people of the several states,
it's null and void.
A nullification of the act is the rightful remedy. As you interviewed so many people, Sam Rohrer, Charles Key, all these people around the country that are introducing state sovereignty resolutions, firearms freedom acts, and nullification bills in the states, this is not just a good idea. Jefferson and Madison told us that this is our duty.
This is America.
Absolutely.
And it starts with the Declaration of Independence. Says the same thing. When this government becomes destructive of these aims, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, it's not just our right, it's our duty to remove it and change it or change it back. And that's what we do with nullification. So why do we even have states if the mainstream media, the dinosaur corporate media, is running around foaming at the mouth saying, if you talk about states' rights, you literally eat children.
You hate America if you talk about decentralization, whether it's about marijuana or rejecting the Patriot Act or saying that your state's National Guard troops, like was a bill just introduced in Maine, should not be overseas occupying foreign countries. It doesn't matter what the issue is, left, right, or center. They just want to keep us in a box fighting amongst each other, like Rachel Maddow attacked us on MSNBC last week, saying the 10th Amendment Center is pushing all these evil decentralization.
She attacked you because you actually know the real rules of the game.
Maybe.
And they're cheating, and they don't like it.
Yeah, and James Madison also told us in 1798 that a state, when the federal government violates the Constitution, is duty-bound to interpose, to stand in between you, the citizen of the state, and the federal government to protect your liberty. This isn't something we're supposed to... We're not supposed to vote the bums out and hope that the new bums just fix the problems created by the last bums. We're not supposed to wait for some black-robed deities on the Supreme Court to tell us that we can exercise our rights. We're supposed to exercise our rights whether they want us to exercise our rights.
But Donald Trump's going to save us.
Well, you know, as long as the birth certificate is dealt with, everything is going to go away. That's, you know, that's the reality of it all.
Absolutely. People need to be taken over their counties, their cities. I mean, you look at the city of Austin. There are few city councils this criminal. I mean, they're robbing, stealing, grabbing, involved in taxes, insider deals, going back for decades because this is a rich town. And wherever the money is at, you know, these creatures show up. And in the city of Austin, the people here shouldn't be voting 60% in a presidential election. They should be voting 60% in local elections. And that's really part of the 10th Amendment as well. The power resides with the people at the state level, and we need to take our legislatures back.
Absolutely. The 10th Amendment codifies in law that we, the people of the several states, we created the federal government, not the other way around. We created that government to be our agent for certain enumerated or listed purposes and nothing more. That means no EPA, no national health care, no mandates, no Patriot Act, no unconstitutional wars, no federal education, no on and on and on.
And you notice, once we let them do this, like a demonic New World Order Easter Bunny, it just starts laying new bureaucracies, new laws, new power grabs. Under the 10th Amendment, what Obama now is going to have your computer passcode, and you're going to have a federal ID to surf the web or purchase things.
Well, it's got to be the job of our states, of our sheriffs. I mean, I'm sure you've talked with Sheriff Mack. It's got to be the duty of the sheriffs, of the states, of our people locally to stand up and say no. And we can see that when 25 states reject the Real ID Act, the Bush administration slammed down our throat, or 15 states, like my home state of California, say, we don't care what the Supreme Court says about medical marijuana. We're going to do it anyways. When enough people say no to Washington, D.C., and enough states pass laws to back them up, there's not much that D.C. can do to slam their unconstitutional acts, because they are not laws, unconstitutional acts are usurpations of power. There's not much they can do to slam that down our throats.
You were in the green room earlier. What do you make of these amazing statements by the federal government with Bernard von Nuthaus, just a mainline, you know, guy producing an alternative currency, not counterfeiting, totally lawful, in competition with the Federal Reserve, and they said this is an insidious terror attack. We're going to infiltrate anybody trying to create an alternative currency and put them in jail. The good news is even the Wall Street Journal, even the Associated Press said this wasn't illegal what he did. Well, who is this jury they've got? Well, 98% of people indicted by the feds end up going to jail. Folks, do you really believe 98% of people are guilty? No. They have special federal juries, as you know, Stuart, that are kept and basically rotate around who would send the Virgin Mary to the electric chair for no reason if they were told to.
Obey your orders, slave. But the reality is that great smugglers like John Hancock gave us a tradition of resistance. We just need to continue pushing along those lines and saying no, because we the people have the power. And it's, you know, I've listened to your show long enough to know that these are the types of things they do. They try to make example of people who aren't high profile enough to scare good, honest people back into watching the game on TV, you know, because it's too scary. I don't want to get involved with using that new 10th Amendment Center silver medallion that we just released yesterday, because I'm afraid that guy Bernard got busted. So they'll do that from time to time to freak everybody out, but they can't arrest all of us.
Oh, I've seen people arrested for having an alternate silver coin because the cops think they're illegal.
Sure, or the $2 bills. I think the reality is it should be the other way around. If society was running the way it was supposed to be, everyone who was using those fiat dollars, which are just fraud anyways, they should be in jail. You should be in jail right now, Alex.
Hey, if somebody have a lighter, I ought to burn these. Folks, this may have George Washington on it, but it says Federal Reserve Note. And until 1913, it didn't say Federal Reserve Note. And you could take the dollars and redeem them for silver or gold. Now they just took the backing away, and the bankers give this to the government, and then a dollar of digital debt is created that you and I have to pay for. These bankers, these Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types, get the whole world through fraud. And if you don't want to use their garbage, counterfeit U.S. government money, and they claim this is a crime, destroying their holy money. That's in that. No, this is the counterfeit money. This is the garbage. This is the joke. This is the fraud. This is the scam. This confetti right here is what's killing our country and what gives these banksters unlimited financial power. As Thomas Jefferson said, have you ever let private banks issue the currency and credit that we will wake up, our children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered? It is that simple. You think that the first time we had something like this was 1913? For thousands of years, these banking frauds have been made. But real Ponzi operators don't go to jail. They take over the world, and they put in draconian systems where you can't pack your own child's school lunch because you've been trained to be a prisoner. Closing comments on that for both of you.
One quick comment. It's really important that we work to end the Fed from the bottom up, something that we're working on at 10th Amendment Center that Stuart just mentioned about the Constitutional Tender Act that passed in Utah that you were talking about previously, because we can pull the rug out from under them by just starting to use gold and silver and show that the money is really worth less than the paper that it's printed on.
Oh, it's wrong, they say, to deface or do anything to the private Federal Reserve's money. But it's okay when Wachovia and Wells Fargo get caught shipping in $376 billion of laundered money. They didn't get in trouble for that. That's the feds looking out for us, right, guys?
That's it.
Stuart, what do you think about that story about all the laundered drug money?
Which one was it?
Did you see the story out of Bloomberg and AP about the $376 billion in laundered drug money with Wachovia and Wells Fargo?
No, I missed that.
Good folks. But, I mean, they're doing what America... That's good. But if your kid gets caught with a marijuana cigarette, behind bars, baby.
Well, the answer, like you said a minute ago, the answer is for all of us to withdraw our consent, withdraw our cooperation, and to have the guts to stand up.
Great job, guys. We're out of time. Let's go to the video interview for PrisonPlanet.tv. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job, crew.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the end. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's